very much.
Well, Ronan, sun's come out, sun's shining on you. That's not a bad FP2, wasn't it? I mean, that's usually seen as a bit of a pointer towards qualifying, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we used non-new tyres, so we're in a real good window. Seeing what other people did at the front when they did bolt on news. So, yeah, in a real good place. FP1 was tough, but sometimes it can be. And, yeah, obviously we've got a real good foundation, so it's always easier to get back to that rather than chasing your tail. And yeah, we did a 2-day test here. We knew what our sort of baseline would be, but it's a real curveball with the temperature. Track's super grippy, and yeah, we really got to change the setup a lot around that. So yeah, third P5 of the year, that. So come quali, we want to be, you know, that top 8 at least, at a minimum. So yeah,
we've spoken before how important consistency is as well throughout the season. Donington aside, because that was, it turned into a bit of an oddity, didn't it? This weekend we've got the option tyre, the hybrid worth maybe 4, possibly 5 tenths of a second, short lap. I mean, a lot of those things now come into play, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of anomalies now. Tomorrow's going to be really intriguing, I would say, because obviously, yeah, we've got full use of hybrid. There's guys out there with a second, and that's a real big difference, because even this morning when I went out for FP1, we in the 2-day test I mentioned, we had the 2023 spec hybrid boost. Went out there, obviously 24 spec, and it changes braking points, throttle pickup points when you engage the hybrid, use that extra boost. It's massively different, to be honest. So it's just been a case of me tuning in, dialing the car in, and here we are.
Really important to qualify well here at Brands Hatch. Obviously you're set on being in that top, that quick six or pick six, whatever they call it, I can't remember, so many new names. But importantly, you must have podium on your mind this weekend.
Without doubt, it was a missed opportunity at Donington for sure. Now we can look at it as a missed expectation, because we should be up there all the time on merit. Yes. And obviously we're running P5 till our problem in race 2 there, and there's no point in looking at hindsight and reflecting, but yeah, obviously we've consolidated a P5 quali with a P5 race result, and just shows we can be there all the time.